You're listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Thunder, baby. Coming to you from the Coldwell Banker Group 1 Realty Studios in West Monroe. At the HQ, driving this thing, Mr. John Tabor.
Good afternoon, sir.
Appreciate you being here.
Absolutely.
This is Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM, brought to you by Cypress Bend Apartments. For your next apartment, visit cypressbendproperties.com. Also presented by DBAT of Monroe, DBAT for all your baseball and softball training needs, dbatmonroe.com. Brought to you by Dr. K.C. Wade, Preventive Medicine on Hall Street. Always brought to you by Riverport Creative Group and Car King of Monroe. You can participate with us on the show on the Car King Hotline, 888-993-7762. That is also our text line, 888-993-7762. Well, Kim Mulkey's mad at ESPN. She is. She gave them a scathing whatever in her press conference following their win. She's upset because ESPN's not showcasing enough of the big women's college basketball games. Poor Kim. Anyway, San,
yes,
how
sir.
Are you, man?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm well. I want to talk a little bit of Grambling football because it seems like there's something good going on over there, and I know for a fact both of my listeners are interested. So let's talk. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and I was like, man, what a difference to an entire team someone like Devontae Kincaid can make, because he's lifted the play of others, because it's not just him, you know. And then you got Coach Fobbs. And I love listening to that man talk strategy, talk comparisons, how he, you know, gets kids to focus. Tell me what it is with Grambling football this year. What's the main key? It's not, and like I said, it's not just Kincaid. It's not just Coach Fobbs. Everybody has to buy in for this thing to work.
Absolutely. You change a culture. And when you change the culture, you change the thinking. There's a lot that this coaching staff has done over the past, now the third year for Coach Fobbs, in order to create an atmosphere of continuity, consistency, and accountability. And when you look at how they've been able to get inside those kids' heads and convince them and say, hey, look, if you change what you're doing here just a little bit, you're going to find that you're ahead of the game. Let's look at the offense just for a second. Last year, offensive coordinator Eric Dooley wanted to get a playoff about every 12 to 14 seconds. This year, he challenged them to get a playoff every 8 to 10 seconds. So imagine your offense getting a playoff every 8 to 10 seconds against your defense. Both sides of the ball then move extremely fast. So what happens in a ball game? Both sides of the ball will move extremely fast. The defensive side of the football, which is a very complicated system, which looks simplistic on the surface, but in assignment football can be very complicated, because one blown assignment means what? That the entire ship can break down. So you've got a lot of different things and moving pieces that have gone on, and really and truthfully, it has been a change. Devontae Kincaid has been absolutely incredible this year. Chad Williams has been great this year. Verlin Hunter has been great this year. And what about the running game? You got Martez Carter, who's been good, who can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can run the football well. You've got Justin Kelly, who is extremely good, who's, you know, had a 200-yard game against Alabama A&M. And then you look at the defensive side of the football. One of the biggest questions was, you know, how is the linebacking core going to do? And they've answered that bell. I mean, you've got a good secondary. You've got Percy Cargo, who's young and upcoming. You've got, of course, Guy Stallworth, who's a graduating senior. You also look at the linebacking core with Arquez Cooper, very good. You've got a lot of great pieces there that have done extremely well. And, you know, I think there's nothing but good to keep on going from here. I mean, you've got Derek Dixon, who was a transfer from Texas Tech. Jameel Jackson, who's good. And what about Donovan McCray? I think he's got 3 touchdowns this year on defense. So you really got a lot of great things going on.
So you said Derek Dooley is your offensive coordinator?
No.
just kidding.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. and, you know, you hear, you know, the key word to me and all that you said was accountability. Mm-hmm. And you hear coaches talk about that, but then you see the ones that are successful. They can tell you how that accountability is working. And when you make somebody not accountable to the coaches, not accountable to someone of authority, but when you get guys to buy into being accountable to each other, to their brothers, to their teammates, that's when things start to come together. And I'm going to tell you what, Lincoln Parish football, it's making some noise this year.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, Grambling, you know, you look at this game coming up against Texas Southern. You got a chance for the Tigers to go into the Bayou Classic with Southern undefeated in conference play, both at 8-0. You know, you have a chance to go back to the SWAC championship game to possibly play Alcorn State University, a rematch from last year. Then, of course, going to, you know, there could be another storyline if Grambling wins by going to the Celebration Bowl, because right now it looks like North Carolina A&T would be that team. Former Grambling coach Rod Broadway is coaching that team. So you got a lot of storylines that are just kind of climbing up the scale here. And we know Southern fans are still a little PO'd from what happened last year.
Yeah, who cares? Okay, so you and I have talked enough where you know that I appreciate the history of Grambling. Mm-hmm. And Grambling football. I mean, of all schools, but we're talking specifically. I mean, I watched Sammy White. I remember him going across the middle for the Vikings and getting his helmet knocked off on that play. I remember when can't remember his first name, but Oliver from Monroe playing at Grambling. I remember James White playing Sammy's younger brother, James White playing at Grambling. I remember a lot of these guys. You know, I know the history of Big Hands and Shaq and all these different people. And, you know, to see Grambling come back up. And I thought this was going to happen when Doug came back last time, but it didn't. And Coach Fobbs, as you said, has changed a culture. And it's gone way beyond the Grambling campus.
It has. You know, I look at what happened with Homecoming, and I think this is a prime example of what we're talking about. That is probably the most people that I've seen on campus in probably the last, I don't know, 8 to 10 years for Homecoming. I talked to a couple of businesses, and they said they've never seen anything like this, and some of those businesses have been there forever. It just really said a lot about the spirit. It said a lot about how the fans and alumni were really buying into the culture. And, of course, you know, winning cures everything. And when you have a winning team, you have a winning attitude, you have personalities that are very friendly. I mean, there's just a lot that's going for this team right now. And I think that when you start looking at this, you know, there were 20,000 fans in the stadium. There were probably another 20,000 fans on campus. There were RVs that were parked clear across campus by the baseball field for that game. I don't think there was a parking space left on campus by the time kickoff happened. And that's what you need. You need that kind of an atmosphere. You need that kind of support in order for things to happen. So, you know, we're hoping for the same report, same kind of progress and same type of support as the Tigers get ready to go down to New Orleans a week from Saturday.
Well, and another thing that kind of, you know, I don't know, I thought strange, you know, kind of strange and wonderful kind of deal. You know, Kincaid's a little bit nicked up. You know, you hear Grambling pitches a shutout this past weekend. They put in their backup. Score was 21-0. I mean, it's not like it was a blowout, but there's enough confidence there that, hey, let's go ahead and get this guy in here. You know, let's get Kincaid the rest he needs for next week. And, you know, I'm like, wow. I mean, it was only, you know, 20. He didn't, and it wasn't 21-0 when he went in there.
Right. And so, at one point in time, if I'm not mistaken, it was 14-0. Alabama State was driving. They were getting ready to, I think, inside the 5-yard line. Defense comes up with a huge stand. The defense has been the story. You know, a lot of times people are looking at that offensive side of the football and just can't wait for this explosion to happen. And even though that the scoreboard wasn't impressive when you look at the offense, I think what's more impressive is how the defense is really helping to win these football games. And to me, that's been the most impressive thing. This is probably one of the most dominating defenses that we've seen in years at Grambling. And people start talking about, how do you rank this team in relation to some of the other great teams? Now, in some cases, I'd have to say that there's a little bit of difference. When you talk about that undefeated team back in the 50s and all that, you got to remember that you know, that the times were different then because all of the black athletes were going to HBCUs at that point in time, whether it was Jackson State, whether it was Valley, Grambling. But when you look at modern history, I would say starting from probably around the 90s going forward, is in the last 25 years, this is probably one of the better teams that you've seen. I still remember that 93 team that was really good and won the SWAC championship. The 94 team, which beat Steve McNair at Alcorn at Grambling, 62-56, had over 100 yards of offense. Kendrick Nord was a quarterback on that team. And they were able to, I think, finish off 9-3, lost to FAMU, Southern, and South Carolina State that year. So, you know, when the final story is written, I think we can start talking about how this team stacks up against the rest of the teams historically in Grambling history. And I think we have to be sensitive to the times as well, because you don't have the same advantages that you do now that you did then.
No, I agree. You can't compare eras. You just can't. I mean, it's not the same game. It's not the same players. You know, that the whole deal with what's the guy's name for Golden State? Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Could he play against the Bulls from the 90s? Well, in today's game, no. But could he have been during that era and learned to play? Yes. But you can't say could he play today against the – it's just ridiculous. It makes for good conversation sometimes, but there's too much history at Grambling to worry whether or not, you know, how this team stacks up against that team. Appreciate this team for what it's doing. And it is impressive, and Coach Fobbs is doing it with class.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing, is that doing it with class. And you can really tell how the changing of the guard happened, and just a complete change in culture and attitude. And it's permeated throughout the campus. And I think now that you have a permanent leader in place at president with Rick Gallo, it's even amplified it even more now. I think that the sky's the limit now. And even though you have a lot of cuts and things that go on with the state and what have you, I think that the attitude has really changed and created such a positive atmosphere in a lot of aspects.
As with any school, athletics are the window to the university.
Absolutely.
And I was listening to your show the other night with the guy from AT&T that was setting up all the alumni events, and he was listing all the money coming from certain sponsors. That's coming back. And why? Because there's more notoriety, more national recognition. So these companies now are going, well, hey, let me get my name in there with all that. So, again, Rick's going to do a great job. Hopefully this is something that continues because – you know, we need all of our universities to be successful.
Yeah, you do. And the other thing is, you know, people have the misconception that, you know, that businesses should just write checks to universities. It doesn't quite work like that. You have to create a foundation and a culture. And we have a new vice president for institutional advancement on campus. You have to create an institution of culture for a business to be able to give. You have to create that culture. You have to create kind of that base to where companies can now give, and then there's a sense of gratitude that's given at the end. And I think a lot of times what happens is that people just think, oh, they should just be writing big checks. Well, no, where's the money going? You have to, and this is my opinion, okay? You have to have a vision to where this money is going. You can't just say, give me some money. How is that money being spent? You have to have a vision for every dollar that's spent.
Right, right. Saying, I appreciate you sticking around. Talking a little Grambling, it excites me to see them doing well, to see the university doing well, and it trickles out when Tech and Grambling can light up Lincoln Parish. It's good for the entire parish, and it bleeds out.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time.
All right, bud. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Zach Green, find out what's hot on the lot at Car King. We are brought to you in part by Car King. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dex? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating it. Dax Wings and Grill is so good and so easy to find right on the corner of Old Minden Road and Benton Road. Dax Wings and Grill. What are you waiting for?
Dax in Bossier City and Monroe. All the scores, all the plays, all the playmakers. We will rewind the week in high school football Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. on the High School Football Rewind Show presented by University Ink Tattoo. This is Mark Kramer. Join me and Terry Waldrop as we break down what happened in high school football. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for the High School Football Rewind presented by University Ink Tattoo on your home for sports in North Louisiana, ESPN 97.7.
Hey, y'all, this is Jim Newcomb, your host for the Spirited Outdoors radio show. We've got some really great guests for you this week. We got Jimmy Sykes. Every time we have Jimmy on, we learn that much more. We're also going to have my buddy, Mr. Jimmy Houston, on. We've also got Mr. Nick Munt of the Bone Collector Group. That's this week on the Spirited Outdoor radio show.
Whatever car you're looking for, whatever the price, for how many doors, cars, trucks, and SUVs, the king of the road, Car King. We treat you like royalty, we earn your trust and loyalty. You'll be wearing the crown and you'll start to sing, the king of the road, the king of the road, Car King.
Welcome back. Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. This segment brought to you by Dr. Kelvin C. Wade, 401 Hall Street, Suite A in Monroe, specializing in preventive medicine. Give him a call, 324-9113. We go to the Car King hotline now, and we're going to talk with Zach Green of Car King. Zach, how are you doing this evening?
Doing great, guys. How y'all doing?
All right. Can you tell me, are we going to have some winter or some actual fall, or are we going to stick around with summer? What's it going to do?
I think it's just going to do what it wants to do. You know, it's 40 degrees yesterday, and I think it topped out at 84, 85 today. It's great.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think highs are going to be in the 60s this weekend. So, you know, again,
nice.
84 today, you know, we're complaining, you know, 2 months ago, we'd have been begging for 84, so.
Exactly.
It's all relative. Well, Zach, tell me, at Car King, what's hot on the lot?
Let's see. Today we have a 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee Overland. It's a V8 Hemi. It's got a Hemi. Navigation, sunroof, leather, DVD, and that car is $19,995. Also, we have a 2012 Nissan Altima SV. That's navigation, sunroof, leather. Heated seats, around 40,000 miles, and that car is around 13.5, and that's what's hot on the lot today.
All right. Zach, remind everyone how to call you and find you.
Absolutely. We're located at 12 Louisville Avenue in Monroe. You can check us out on the internet at carkingmonroe.com, or just give us a call, 318-330-9285.
All right. Appreciate your time, Zach.
Absolutely, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right, that was Zach Green of Car King, telling us what's hot on the lot. Go see them at, like he said, 12 Louisville Avenue. Zach's a great guy. They'll treat you right, and you'll find the car that you need, for whether it's for you or your kids, your wife. Go see them. Give them a call. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. We'll talk with Cody Futrell of the New Star Talk High School Football Playoffs.
The Market at Log Cabin is your holiday stop for everything from the spread of drinks and appetizers for holiday gatherings to the holiday meal of turkeys, hams, and sides. Shop the Market at Log Cabin for take and bake cornbread dressing, sweet potatoes, green bean casseroles, potatoes au gratin, and more, premium ribeyes, cornbread stuffed turducken, and make sure one of our fried or smoked turkeys is on your holiday table. You name it, we've got it at the Market, including glazed and spiral cut honey baked hams. The Market at Log Cabin, quarter mile north of I-20 at Highway 33. With deals so good, the Black Friday sales event will be all month long at Brennan Dodge in Ruston. You'll save big, like 20% off the 2016 Chrysler 300. That's a $6,651 rebate. The 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokees, only $27,900. get an incredible $6,000 off the 2016 Jeep Patriot. The all-new Chrysler Pacifica is now in stock. See it. The lot is tagged with great deals like these. Don't miss it. The Black Friday sales event at Brennan Dodge, Ruston.
ESPN 97.7 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero. DBAT Monroe is the premier baseball and softball training facility in the country. DBAT has cage rentals with pitching machines that use real baseballs and softballs to work one player or an entire team, and you can reserve a cage right on the website. DBAT has private baseball and softball lessons and over 50 camps and clinics. Ask about spring break and summer camps, college camps and clinics too, with top coaches from around the country. For the latest info, go to dbatmonroe.com. That's dbatmonroe.com. DBAT Monroe, 2511 Washington Street.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome back to the program. Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. We're going to go to our good friend, Cody Futrell of the New Star. Cody, welcome in.
Hey, Byron. Thanks.
So, yesterday, your week got a little busier. What happened? What's with all the move, these five games moving to Thursday night?
Yeah, you know, out of the blue, this started coming in that West Monroe and Wichita decided to play on Thursday. There's a 80% chance of thunderstorms in the area on Friday afternoon, evening. And so that kind of started the ripple effect. And then by the time it was over, six games, I believe, now have moved to Friday night. And you've got West Monroe and Wichita, Oak Grove at Delhi, the Carroll at Marksville, and also Pickering at Sterlington, and Delta Charter also.
Yeah, Kentwood at Delta Charter, and of course Riverside at OCS. So yeah, it's
right.
It's kind of, so you get double duty this weekend. So where are you going to be tomorrow night? I'm sure you're going to be at West Monroe, Wichita.
Yeah, I'll be at the Lions Den for West Monroe, Wichita there, and then then I'll go over, still kind of trying to decide where I'm going to go Friday night. It's kind of rare that I get to go to a second game, but likely will be over at Librado Field for Mangum and Madison Prep. I'm looking for that to be a pretty good game.
Well, last weekend, a lot of chalk, but a few upsets, one being, from what I can tell, St. Fred's.
Yeah, you know, especially in the way that they did it, that was a very, very interesting game. I covered that game last week. St. Mary's comes out running a triple option, kind of a wishbone type wing option offense, something that they had not shown hardly at all throughout the year, and it caught the Warriors by surprise, and it was very hard for them to stop in the first half. They got down big there in the first half, had to fight their way back, and then in the span of 24 seconds, they scored 20 points, thanks in large part to kicker Gavin Quarter and his incredible back-to-back onside kicks that the Warriors recovered both of them, and quickly quarterback Barrett Kuhn turned them into touchdown passes on the backside of that to score. They ended up with 20 points in 24 seconds. Kuhn also had a short touchdown run also in that span as the Warriors stormed back for that 41-29 win. Gavin Quarter, our high school hero of the week this week, he also intercepted a pass and returned it 47 yards in the closing seconds to seal that one for the Warriors. So it was a huge win. It was a huge momentum boost for them. They knew that they could play a lot better than they did in the first half, and that was a huge boost in the second half. And, of course, now they get another shot at the top seed, Ascension Episcopal. They went down there last year and had a defensive battle. They thought they were going to get into an offensive shootout. It turned into a defensive battle. They ended up losing in a close game, and they're hoping to try to reverse those fortunes this week.
Okay. Now, West Monroe, Wichita is always a big game.
Right.
Didn't work out so well for Wichita during the regular season, but now that the playoffs are here, typically, you know, you're going to hear, well, they're more focused. What are you looking for tomorrow night?
You know, I'm looking for this, you know, the same great atmosphere. You know, it's always a hard-hitting game. Both teams are always sky-high for it. And Wichita's got to think that they are right there with the Rebels, save for some really, really bad blunders on special teams. They had three very bad special teams blunders that blew that game open for West Monroe. They scored a couple of touchdowns, back-to-back plays because of some fumbles and a bad punt snap by Wichita, a punt snap, and then on the following possession, they punted it, and West Monroe returned it for a touchdown on the punt. A few blunders there, it could have been a completely different game. It ended up being 44-21, but Wichita has the athletes to play with anybody. Devion Warren, the quarterback, he's committed to the Arkansas Razorbacks. He's one of the most special athletes we have in this area. He's scored 6 touchdowns rushing in 2 different games this year. He's done that twice. And that's really hard to do at the 5A level. And one of those was last week at Walker, which is a good program, especially tough to beat at home, which they did, and they scored 67 points in doing it. So they're, you know, Wichita's also, it seems like they're peaking at the right time. They're healthy. He can pass the ball. Chad Clark, really, really good receiver. But, you know, they haven't had success at the end, you know, when it counts at the end, they haven't had success against West Monroe. And so that counts for a lot. West Monroe has got the edge in the series. They also are clicking at the right time. Seems like their offense has figured things out. Their defense has stayed strong. They've stayed healthy. So, you have to like the Rebels, I think, in the end. But this game could go either way depending on which Wichita shows up and if they can cut out some of those silly mistakes that they made in the first game.
OCS, got tripped up the last game of the season. Didn't have any problem with Haynes this past weekend, 49-6. Coach Fitzhugh will be on after you. What do we need to look for there? I mean, is this going to be business as usual?
It's not, because of who you're playing. You're playing a Riverside team that I guess you would think of them as John Curtis Light. They're in that same area of the state. They certainly don't have all the horses that Curtis has. They don't have the state championships. But they're a really, really strong program. They're the top seed in that bracket, and they've earned it undefeated. It's going to be a real battle. OCS, thankfully for their fans and for their team, they've been through the fire. They come from one of the toughest districts in the state. They've played the Sterlingtons. They've played the Mangums. They've played the Ravels. They've played the Faradys. So they've been tested. They've gotten a tough road win out of the way in the playoffs, which is always tough. Great talent for that team, so that's one I'm really interested to see. That was I was going to that game until they moved it as well to Thursday. That was the game I was going to cover because I think that could be a very, very interesting ball game.
What about Pickering at Sterlington? I know Sterlington has had a good season. Do they continue it here?
I think they do. And if I was writing about this for tomorrow's paper, as you guys called me. Really interesting backstory to this game. Principal Dale Ashley, who I think many people know as the former Sterlington football coach, he actually started the Pickering High School football program back in 1986 when they moved up from Class C to 1A. And he is, to this day, he remains the winningest coach in both Pickering and Sterlington High School football. And he still has a lot of friends there. As a matter of fact, one of the defensive assistants at Pickering is somebody that he hired there during his time there, who is still at Pickering. And so really interesting history with this game. He and Coach Jason Thompson at Sterlington have been joking all week about Jason sure as heck better win this game and not make him look bad. So it's going to be a hard-fought game, but, boy, Sterlington, they took some lumps early in the season, and they, too, of course, in that great 2A district here. And I really like the Panthers in that 2A bracket.
And then the Sea Dogs of Carroll winning the first week. Now they travel to Marksville.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one for the Sea Dogs. Within their district, so many local teams in that district, it's been a long time since they've had to take a road trip. It's not a huge one, just down south of Alexandria. But Marksville plays really well at home. Can the Sea Dogs continue to surprise people? They've got such a young team, so many sophomores and juniors, very little seniors on that team. Odarius Sellers, the quarterback, continues to impress. And can the Sea Dogs pull off the road upset? And if they can, they're going to be going to earn themselves a home game for the likely a home game for the Thanksgiving week.
So now the top matchup of Friday night to me turns out to be number one seed Neville in 4A hosting the 16 seed Assumption at 7-4.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about it every week. I don't know what else you can have. You can't really come up with any more verbs or adjectives to talk about this Neville team. Just a really solid team that has very few weaknesses in athletes and scheme and coaching. That's been my pick to win 4A again since the beginning of the year, and nothing really has changed there. Some interesting recruiting news coming out of there. Ja'Corian Andrews and the quarterback over there at Neville, they were both supposed to, they announced on Twitter a couple of days ago that they were ready to announce their commitment for college, and then at the last second, they then tweeted out that they were not going to make their commitments. Somebody's going to be Jaden Cole and Ja'Corian Andrews. Somebody's going to be very lucky to have those two, especially if they're going to go to the same school. But still going to keep people in suspense about that.
Other Friday games, of course, Wasserman going down to Lutcher. We talked about Carroll going down to Marksville. Ravel hosting Welsh. Faraday going to Laroville. Mangum hosting Madison Prep. East Beauregard is at Delhi Charter. Oak Grove is a Thursday night game. They should cruise on past Delhi, 5 Oak Grove at 21 seed Delhi. So no big road trip for Oak Grove there, so they should handle their business. White Castle, who beat Beekman Charter last week, is at Arcadia Friday night. Lincoln Prep. Still alive. Haynesville, the one seed in 1A, they're hosting Lake Charles Prep. So there's still some very exciting games for Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. Kind of a follow-up to something we talked about a few weeks ago prior to that Delhi and Oak Grove game. Delhi did not, Delhi was hit with some sanctions from the LHSAA, and they appealed but did not win their appeal. So Coach Williams is suspended, retroactive. I think it began during that Oak Grove week for one calendar year, and they did have to forfeit two district wins throughout the year. So that did become final, and this is a tough draw. Oak Grove, they're playing the card of they hate to play a good team twice and those kind of things, but I think this is a lot worse news for Delhi because the last time this thing was very bad for them, 60-24, and Sam Philly is getting better every week. He is probably the best player individually in the smaller classifications around here, and he does a little bit of everything for Oak Grove. Cole Milligan has really settled into his own at quarterback, and save for being, I would almost say Oak Grove's a lot to go to the Dome, if not for the fact of the way the brackets turned out. They'll have to go through Haynesville to get to the Dome, and everyone knows that's a tough task.
So Haynesville should be able to, handle things. Haynesville 10-0, the number one seed in 1A, taking on and hosting 5-5 Lake Charles Prep. Lincoln Prep, again, travels, but Cedar Creek goes down to Covenant Christian. Cedar Creek at 7-4, the 7 seed.
Yeah, great win for them last week in their home game. Now they're going to get this road test. Covenant Christian is a very, very good team that's got a lot of not only athleticism but a lot of experience. But, you cannot count out the Cougars. Tanner Disotel just continues to impress at quarterback for those guys. They have really good senior leadership on defense. Of course, Ben Haddix does a great job with them as coach and his staff. So, you've got to be interested in that game because the Cougars, if they do go down, won't go down without a fight.
We talked about Neville and, what else is there to say? I mean, it's hard to come up with stuff to say about a team who hasn't lost in 30-plus games. I mean, you've said everything. On the flip side, what more can Coach McCarty say about his team? If you talk to him, he's going to talk about Assumption and say, they're 16 seed and they're 7-4, but that's deceptive. You got to respect your opponent. He's going to say all the right things. He can talk about his opponent, but what else can he say about his team? He's got them where they need to be, and they're on a roll. And obviously, these are guys that have bought into the sales pitch.
Yeah, it's just a situation like a West Monroe in their heyday, like a Hainesville, you know, like a John Curtis. It's almost ingrained into them. It's just the environment that they've grown up in, and they don't know any different. And it's going to take a really special team to knock them off of that throne. And you know, they're looking for history here. No Neville team has ever won three straight state championships. It would also be four out of the last five in 4A, which I think is no one has done since John Curtis did it there in the 90s. It's just an unbelievable run these guys are on, and it's like a train. I don't know, you know, who's going to be able to stop it.
Well, let's say this. Let me ask you this. Obviously, we're all picking Neville to win the 4A state championship. The team, if a team ends up beating them, do you think that team is going to have, you know, it's kind of a weird way to ask the question, but is that the team then you look at to win the state title?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you would think that they would. I guess it would depend on how the game went. You know, if it's a total domination or if it's just one of those, you know, fluke fumbles or something at the end. I think right now, other than Neville, though, I think that on the other side of the bracket, Edna Carr is probably right there. Would have to be your next favorite to win the 4A title. That's another program where those kids, you know, they've been there so many times, and it's almost ingrained in them. So I would say that Edna Carr would probably be the next in line.
Well, and as much faith as I have in Coach McCarty and the Neville Tigers, I just don't know that I want to see Edna Carr on that other sideline in the Dome.
Right, yeah, you know, that's been a huge rivalry. You know, we talked about rivalries with West Monroe and Washington earlier. Those two, you know, they don't see each other, but in the playoffs, but boy, they have had some great battles in the playoffs.
Yep.
Two or three different times in the Dome, and those are two of the premier programs right now in the state. And anytime you face Edna Carr, you're in for a battle.
Cody, thanks so much for your time. We know you're going to be busy tomorrow night and Friday. Tell everybody how to follow you tomorrow and Friday.
You can follow me on Twitter, CFutrail, capital TNS, thenewstar.com. We'll post all of our articles. And throughout the games, if you want to keep up with scores, at the end of each quarter, we update our scoreboard live on our app that you can download on your phone, either Android or iPhone. It is Neela Preps Plus. Download that for free.
All right, Cody, thanks. Go get some rest and get ready for the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Again, this segment brought to you by Dr. Casey Wade on Hall Street, 401 Hall Street, Suite A in Monroe. Give him a call at 324-9113. Dr. Kelvin C. Wade, specializing in preventive medicine. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
You call it an investment in your business because you know what you're investing. You invest your time, you invest your energy, and you invest in building relationships that last. But does your bank? At First Guaranty Bank, we understand you're not just securing your finances, you're securing your family and the financial future for everyone who depends on your success. And it's our job to help you get there. First Guaranty Bank is now offering fixed rates as low as 4.5% for highly qualified commercial applicants with a 7-year term on commercial real estate secured loans. Contact your local branch today for details on additional rates and programs to suit your financial needs. Or visit fgb.net for a branch location near you. With 21 statewide locations for fast and easy peace of mind, we are First Guaranty Bank, your relationship and business lending bank.
All loans subject to collateral requirements, underwriting, creditworthiness, and bank approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What do you do when it's the holidays and everybody's yelling?
Give me something good to eat.
Order your Cajun fried turkey now for the holidays from Ponchatoula's. Order just for the family spread or ask about group discounts for the office. Call in your order on the most delicious, competitively priced Cajun fried turkeys in the area. We'll box them up and your holiday dinner is complete. Call 254-5200 for the flavor of Louisiana.
Give me something good to eat.
Ponchatoula's, Park Avenue, Ruston.
To know everything that's going on inside Tech Athletics? Tune in to Bleed Tech Blue, Tuesdays at 6 on ESPN. Host Jonathan Ford, publisher of BleedTechBlue.com, talks with coaches, players. He has the inside scoop, and you can too. Bleed Tech Blue, sponsored by Trenton Interiors and Company, inside the historic Rogers Furniture Building in downtown Ruston. Bleed Tech Blue, Tuesdays at 6 on ESPN 97.7.
Welcome back to the program, Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. We are brought to you by Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe, cypressbendproperties.com. Also presented by DBAT for all your baseball and softball training needs, dbatmonroe.com. Pleased to welcome Ouachita Christian football coach Stephen Fitzhugh to the program. Coach, I really appreciate the time, especially under the circumstances. Thanks for having mercy on me.
Hey, you bet, Byron. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, we haven't talked since the last week of the season. You know, got tripped up there, and right now you stand at 10-1 after a 49-6 win over Haynes Academy for Advanced Studies last week.
Yes, you know, excited to go down and get a big playoff win last week down there in New Orleans on the road. You know, the thing we talked about, you know, after we did get tripped up, we dropped to that ninth seed. And, you know, that was the opportunity that presented itself was, guys, we got the opportunity to go on the road in the first round. And, you know, we pull off the win there, we get to host at home the number one seed. And so, again, that scenario, you know, it worked out great. And you guys went out and defensively just really played a great game last week. I think Haynes had about 37 yards total offense on 45 plays, and our offense was able to have 400 and something yards and move the ball well. And again, it was just a good victory for us to go down there and get. And that's what you want to be doing this time of year is putting your best football together.
Well, obviously. A little bit of focus after that last week of the season, went down and took care of business against a team that, you know, on paper you should have beat. But as, you know, we all know, in the playoffs, anything can happen. Teams are hungry, and, you know, they've got a purpose in the playoffs. And, you know, coach speak says it's a whole new season. I'm sure you've said that at least once or twice. But now, as you said, you get to host the number one seed. What do we know about Riverside other than they're 9-1?
Well, I tell you, they have an excellent ball club. You know, they were state runner-up last year. But they, you know, again, they bring an explosive offense in that's averaging 40-something points a game. And, you know, again, talented football team. Offensively, they run the spread. They do a lot of run-pass options, which, you know, means every single play, they have that couple of plays built in. They have that option to either throw the football or run it based on what they see the defense, how they're lining up and things such as that. So, you know, that's one challenge for our defense this week. It's much similar to what we saw with Alexandria. They're not as fast tempo as Alexandria was. Riverside takes their time a little bit more on offense. And so, you know, good offensive team, good defensive football team. They've not given up a lot of points this year to too many teams. And so, you know, our guys will definitely have a challenge cut out before them right there. And, you know, the thing for us offensively that it comes down to is we've got to take care of the football and catch the football. Receivers, you know, I feel like that's one of the strengths of our team. And we just got to be able to make the catch and again, take care of the football. You know, that's one thing I've told our team is, you know, usually in the playoffs, the team that wins the turnover war is usually the team that's going to advance that next week.
Yeah, ball security becomes of utmost importance in the playoffs, correct?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Exactly right. Every one matters.
Now, what do we know about Riverside defensively? What problems do they present for you?
Well, they'll run multiple fronts defensively. They base out of a 3-4, but, you know, depending on how you line up, they'll bring a fourth man down on the line of scrimmage, and they'll mix in different blitzes and different coverages and things. And very active group. You know, I'd say they're a very aggressive defense that fly to the football quickly. Good. You know, I'd say they're just a solid defense all the way through D-line, linebacker, secondary. You really don't have a weakness. They cover the field well. And so, again, it's going to be important that, our guys execute their assignments and stay with their blocks. Just, again, all the fundamentals of football that you talk about that when we do connect on our pass plays, again, you tuck the ball in and get some yards after catch and, keep on moving the sticks.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, what time is kickoff?
7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Now, you guys moved from Friday to Thursday. Was it because of the weather?
It was.
Possibility.
Yes. And, of course, I realize, hey, it may be a beautiful night on Friday night. But, you know, with them coming from New Orleans, our situation, we said, you know what, if it were to come thunder and lightning and carrying on, you know, rain's not that big of a deal, but the thunder, lightning, you know, where do you house everybody? How late, you know, could we possibly have a delay and get the game started? And so, again, just the what-if scenarios. Pretty confident we'll be dry Thursday night. And at this time of the year, you know, we're going to do what we do. They're going to do what they do. And so we felt confident and comfortable going, hey, let's go ahead and move it up to a Thursday night and just be certain that we can get it in and we're not delayed any by the weather and, putting anybody in a hazardous situation or anything like that.
Now, how did Riverside respond to that? Were they appreciative of that? Did they agree?
It was actually his idea. He called me when I got off the field yesterday evening. He actually called me and said, Coach, I've heard there are 5 games that have been moved to Thursday night. And at that time, I responded and said, Coach, I only know of 2. He said, I'm looking on the internet right now, and he named off all the other ones that had been moved. And so, I got off the phone and told him I'll take a look at things and looked at the weather and stuff. And again, being a weatherman is the greatest job there is because you can be wrong every day. It's a job, you know.
Right.
But we felt, you know, it was strong possibilities of thunderstorms. And so, again, it was actually his idea. But after checking in things, I thought that was a great idea. And so we agreed to make the move. And the officials association was able to accommodate and come up here a day early as well.
Well, got a message for you. Braden Bristow, I'm texting him right now. We're texting back and forth. He said to tell you hello. He's getting married and going on his honeymoon, so I'm going to have him on the program after that.
Well, good deal. Yeah, Braden's big day is Saturday.
Yep. And I know that he was one of your athletes, and I know that he's going to be rooting on the OCS Eagles tomorrow night as well.
That's exactly right.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time again. Good luck tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be talking a little bit later about going to the Dome.
Hey, sounds good, Byron. Thank you.
All right, have a good evening. We're going to take another break. When we come back, more Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
DBAT Monroe is the premier baseball and softball training facility in the country. DBAT has cage rentals with pitching machines that use real baseballs and softballs to work one player or an entire team. And you can reserve a cage right on the website. DBAT has private baseball and softball lessons and over 50 camps and clinics. Ask about spring break and summer camps, college camps and clinics too, with top coaches from around the country. For the latest info, go to dbatmonroe.com. That's dbatmonroe.com. DBAT Monroe, 2511 Washington Street.
Whatever car you're looking for, whatever the price, for how many doors, cars, trucks, and SUVs, the king of the road, Car King. We treat you like royalty, we earn your trust and loyalty. You'll be wearing the crown and you'll start to sing, the king of the road, the king of the road, Car King.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Welcome back to the program. Talking Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. We are brought to you by Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe. CypressBendProperties.com. Duplexes at two of their locations in West Monroe. All are two-bedroom, two-bath, two-bedroom townhomes also in West Monroe. The townhomes just under 1,200 square feet. The duplex is 1,000 square feet, heated square feet. Outside storage, covered parking, two parking spots. Call 235-8532. That's 318-235-8532. Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe. Set up a time to view one of their three locations. Cypress Bend Apartments in West Monroe. Well, as you've heard throughout the day, the New Orleans Zephyrs are now the New Orleans Baby Cakes. You know, play off the king cakes with the baby. They're the baby cakes. Angry baby, constipated baby, whatever. Stupid name. As Fox said earlier, they're going to sell merchandise, but, you know, just it's minor leagues, and they've got to do things. They have to have gimmicks to get people out and to, you know, as long as the baseball's good, I don't really care what the name is. I've been to Zephyr Field. I've seen the Zephyrs play. It was fun. It was fun to watch. Minor league baseball can be fun to watch. I used to go to the Shreveport Captains all the time. Loved it. Never went to them when they became an independent league team after Taylor Moore sold them, and they were no longer a San Francisco Giants double-A club. Didn't go see the Swamp Dragons or Swamp Dogs or whatever it was they were at that point. Lincoln Parish and Ouachita Parish, rife with talented football this time of year. Louisiana Tech on a tear, seven-game win streak. Grambling on a tear, shutting out. I think they've had, what, three shutouts so far this season. Ruston High made it to the playoffs. We've got so many teams in Ouachita Parish still in it. Big night tomorrow and Friday. West Monroe, Ouachita, and number one Riverside at OCS headlining tomorrow night, six games, and then a full slate Friday night with what I would think the headliner would be the number 16 seed Assumption at number one seed Neville in 4A. Undefeated Neville trying to win an unprecedented third straight state championship. John Tabor, I've had enough. I don't know about you. I'm going to go back to work. I got a mortgage paying gig I got to go back to. So we're going to call it a night. And stay tuned for the Ed Orgeron Show. LSU football coach Ed Orgeron. Not Ogeron, as some people say, but Orgeron. Not a silent R. John Tabor, can't thank you enough for running the ones and twos for us. We'll talk to you all next week right here on ESPN 97.7 FM. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron. To listen to the show live, tune in every Saturday to ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at RedPeachSports.com.